7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. We are coming to the end of the blessed month of Ramadan, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our small efforts and the little that we have done, and inshallah grant us great blessings for the little that we have done, because it is in His nature to give a lot in exchange for a little, as we have read in the dua of Rajab. Also, today is the day where the Muslim Ummah stands up and shows its support for the oppressed throughout the world, whether the oppressed is Muslim or not. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that because of this blessed month of Ramadan and the coming together of the hearts of those who are fasting and raising their voices as one in support of the mustad'afin, or the oppressed on earth, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of this day, because of these people, because of the coming together of such a great amount of people and what they are doing, that victory is given to the oppressed and to those who are truly the mustad'afin on earth, inshaAllah. Also, the final dua that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this, or rather in these last days of the blessed month of Ramadan, is that He hastens the reappearance of our Imam wa Sahib al-Asri wa Zaman, so that this is the last Shah Ramadan that we have without our Master and the Imam of the Age, inshaAllah. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is a very spiritual book. You call it a mystical book. It is not for everybody to read, obviously, but we will introduce it nonetheless. And hopefully those who can benefit will benefit, inshaAllah. So we will do so in our next segment, inshaAllah.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is titled Ibn al-Arabi on the Mysteries of Fasting from the Futuhat al-Makkiyah, or what is known as the Meccan Revelations. Now, it is important to understand what the Futuhat al-Makkiyah is. It is the encyclopedic work, or as you call it, the magnus opus of Ibn Arabi. It contains all of his ideas. It is not a book that is a textbook. It is a book that contains his ideas, his certain revelations and ilhamat and makashifat and his divine illuminations that he saw. And he wrote them down, secrets that he was given, and so on and so forth. The Futuhat al-Makkiyah is not a book that is taught. It is a book that is read by those who have gone through the entirety of theoretical mysticism and the studies of theoretical mysticism. It is then read as a research work, and a person kind of fills in the gaps with regards to theoretical mysticism. So, like I mentioned, it is not a book for everybody, but it has been translated into English. This particular translation has been done by Aisha Bewley. It has been edited by Leila Bakhtiar. And the series editor of the Ibn Arabi works, or this Futuhat al-Makkiyah works, was Sayyid Hussein Nasser. This book was published by Great Books of the Islamic World, Kazi Publications, which is based in the United States of America. So this book goes through certain aspects of fasting in a esoteric manner. So for example, it first begins with the introduction by Ibn Arabi. And this is chapter 71 of the Meccan Revelations, which is about 500 chapters, but over 500 chapters, if I'm not mistaken. This is number 71 that deals with fasting. Again, there may be differences when a person compares the different versions of the manuscripts of Fatuhat al-Makkiyah. There may be various, but I have not checked, so I won't be able to definitely tell you that. But anyway, so he starts with introduction. He then classifies the fast. And then he goes on to speak about the obligatory fast, which is the month of Ramadan. And then he speaks about certain fiqh issues, about sighting the moon, the concept of ru'ya, and so on and so forth. So this is basically, it goes on and it has approximately 89 different sections by which the scholar discusses certain aspects of fasting, but it seems that there are many other aspects that are not really related to fasting in and of itself, but are kind of significant around a particular issue. For example, i'tikaf, for example, that is the staying and residing in the masjid during the last 9 to 10 days of the blessed month of Ramadan, the masjid, for example, and so on and so forth. The nights of Qadr also I mentioned, and so on and so forth. So this is all the different aspects that he's mentioned, breaking the fast of another believer, and so on. So this is some of the stuff that he mentioned in the book. So inshallah, for the benefit of our dear listeners, we'll read a small portion of it in our next segment, inshallah. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. So the book that we have introduced during this last and blessed month of Ramadan is a book titled Ibn Arabi and the Mysteries of Fasting, which was translated by Aisha Bewley and translated by the great works of the Islamic world, or great books of the Islamic world. So we're reading a small section from the book, section 3.5, regarding the glorious Quran. So 3.5. The Qur'an was sent down in Ramadan. Then God Almighty sent down the Qur'an in this month in the best night, which is called the night of power. He sent it down, and it is that in which the Qur'an is sent forth as a guidance for humanity and clear portents of the guidance and the criterion between right and wrong, since it is Ramadan. As for it being on the night of power, he sent it down with clear portents. That is, we made it clear that it is a book. The thing is clearly a book, a Qur'an, and a criterion. These are different ranks which those who know God know. The Messenger of God forbade that we say Ramadan, since he said there is nothing, since he said there is not anything like him. Had that been said, there would not have been a like in this name. That is why he connected the expression month to it, so being like other months is negated. There is not anything like him that remains in his proper rank for every aspect. So with that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these last remaining days and nights to give us the ability to make use if we had not been, and to make more use if we have been, of this blessed month of Ramadan. And most importantly, to give us the ability to be alive and to make use and to be of those who enter into the next Shahr Ramadan, insha'Allah, and hopefully in that Shahr Ramadan we will be of those who are in the company of our Imam, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wal-Zaman, insha'Allah. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.